Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're looking at the puffy cloud mattress.
The puffy cloud.
Yeah, you know something I know you've been curious about?
Yeah, I've been seeing it around.
Yeah, and you know what? While we're at it, before we get too far, in just a heads up, we've got some exclusive discounts linked for you. So if you're already thinking puffy cloud might be the one for you, go ahead and check those out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we've got a mountain of reviews, tests, user experiences, all that good stuff.
A lot of data points.
Yeah, from sleep experts to everyday people who've actually slept on the thing.
Right, getting all the sides.
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting is how much we can learn just from piecing together these different perspectives.
Excellent.
Like, did it really pass that thermal gun test I keep hearing about?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
What's the deal with that mysterious crease some reviewers mentioned? And yeah, you know, the big question, is it really as comfy as sleeping on a cloud?
The million-dollar question,
yeah,
right?
I think so. All right, so you mentioned you're a hot sleeper, and you share the bed with a partner, right?
You got it.
So I'm guessing things like temperature regulation and motion isolation are pretty high on your priority list.
Top of the list, for sure.
Let's start there, then.
Yeah.
Sleepopolis, they put the puffy cloud through a thermal gun test.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Which is basically like pointing a super high-tech thermometer at the mattress.
I was picturing like a laser beam.
To see how much heat it traps. And get this, the temperature changed less than 5 degrees.
Wow.
They gave it an excellent rating for cooling.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially for an all-foam mattress.
Right, because those are notorious for sleeping hot.
Exactly. A lot of them tend to hold onto your body heat, which can be a nightmare for hot sleepers.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But this puffy cloud, with its cooling cloud technology, seems to be living up to the hype.
Right.
We also saw a bunch of user reviews echoing that same sentiment. People saying they stay cool and comfy all night, even in warmer rooms.
So it's not just the lab tests then?
Nope. Seems like real people are backing it up.
That's good to hear.
Now let's talk motion isolation. Super crucial for anyone sharing a bed. Tom's Guide. They did this crazy test where they dropped a 25-pound weight near a glass of water on the mattress.
Oh, wow.
And the glass only tipped over when the weight was just 6 inches away.
That's wild.
Can you imagine that, like, picturing it?
Yeah, I can. I mean, that really shows you how well it absorbs movement.
Right, like your partner's tossing and turning, or maybe even a pet hopping on and off the bed, and you barely feel a thing.
Peaceful sleep, here we come.
Speaking of peaceful, let's talk pressure relief. NapLab gave the puffy cloud an excellent rating for this, too.
Really? Across the board, huh?
They said it's comfy for all sleeping positions, and they credited that to the 2-inch cloud comfort layer, which basically contours to your body.
Like sinking into a cloud.
Right, exactly. Imagine like sinking into a plush cloud that gently cradles your pressure points, your hips, shoulders. No more waking up with aches and pains.
That sounds amazing.
Especially good news for back and side sleepers, who tend to need a bit more pressure relief than stomach sleepers.
Makes sense.
But, you know, before we get too carried away with all this cloud imagery.
Right back to reality.
Let's get real for a second. All that cushy comfort might have a downside.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off.
The Sleep Foundation mentioned that repositioning on the puffy cloud can be a bit tricky.
Interesting.
It's that classic trade-off between cozy support and easy movement.
Yeah, you know, you get that hug from the top layer, but it might be a little too much of a good thing.
Like that sinking feeling when you try to switch positions?
Exactly.
So something to keep in mind if you're a restless sleeper.
Yeah, I toss and turn a lot, so.
And then there's edge support.
Yeah.
Sleepopolis gave the puffy cloud an average rating for this and mentioned some sagging when you sit on the edge.
Not surprising for an all-foam mattress, though, is it?
You're right. That's pretty common with all foam. They tend to lack that sturdy edge support you'd get with a traditional inner spring.
Right, like that solid edge.
Yeah, not necessarily a deal breaker, but definitely worth considering. If you tend to sleep near the edge or you need that extra stability to get in and out of bed.
Yeah, especially for folks with mobility issues. That could be a big factor.
Okay, so before we move on, let's address a couple of common concerns people have with new mattresses.
Yeah.
First up, off-gassing that new mattress smell we've all heard about.
Right. Can't avoid it.
Mattress clarity. They noted a slight odor with the puffy cloud, which is pretty typical for foam mattresses, but they said it dissipated within 48 hours.
So nothing too crazy.
Yeah, especially with a little airing out.
Definitely a good idea to let it breathe.
Now, durability, is this mattress built to last?
That's the big question, right?
Well, Tom's Guide actually found a crease in the cover during testing.
A crease?
But it didn't seem to impact the performance at all.
Huh, interesting.
And what's even more reassuring is Puffy offers a lifetime warranty on this mattress.
Wow, lifetime. That's a statement.
It shows they really stand behind the quality and durability of their product.
Yeah, it's a big vote of confidence.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Cooling motion, isolation, pressure relief, edge, support, durability. But the million-dollar question remains, how does all this translate to your actual sleep experience?
Right, that's what we really want to know.
And that's what we're going to get into next.
All right, so we're diving into the heart of the matter here, right? Does the puffy cloud actually deliver on the sleep front?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's all about how you feel when you're sleeping on it.
Exactly, and you know, you mentioned being a side sleeper.
Primarily, yeah.
So let's focus on that, because while the puffy cloud gets rave reviews for pressure relief, overall, things get a little more nuanced when we factor in sleep position and body weight.
That makes sense.
Like, a lot of back sleepers seem to absolutely love it.
Yeah, we saw that.
You know, they find it supportive, but still comfortably cradling. But we've seen some different experiences from side sleepers, especially those who are a little heavier, over 270 pounds.
They tend to report feeling like it's a bit too firm for side sleeping.
Right, and it makes sense when you think about it. When you're on your side, you've got more pressure concentrated on your hips and shoulders.
Right.
You need that extra give to keep your spine aligned and avoid any aches and pains.
And while that 2-inch cloud comfort layer is designed for pressure relief, it might not be enough for everyone.
Yeah, especially those heavier side sleepers who need that deeper contouring.
We actually came across a user review from someone named your Martin Carlson MC, who specifically said they found it too firm for side sleeping.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they mentioned being a heavier individual, so.
See, that's why it's so helpful to hear those real-world experiences.
Right.
It reminds us that everyone's body is different.
Exactly. What feels comfy for one person might not work for another.
Right.
So, you know, what's the takeaway here? I guess if you're set on the puffy cloud, definitely take advantage of that 101-night sleep trial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Risk-free way to see if it really works for you.
It's like a real-life experiment in your own home.
Exactly. But if you're already a little hesitant about the firmness for side sleeping, you know, maybe there are other mattresses out there that might be a better fit right off the bat.
Yeah, worth exploring those options too.
All right, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about noise. You mentioned you're a light sleeper, right?
Oh yeah, very light.
So a quiet mattress is probably a must-have.
Absolutely. Any little creak or squeak wakes me up.
Well, the good news is all foam mattresses, like the Puffy Cloud, tend to be pretty silent.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
No squeaky springs or creaky frames to worry about.
Music to my ears.
Did we find anything specific about noise levels for the Puffy Cloud?
We didn't find any specific noise tests.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the user reviews did mention how quiet it is.
Like, specifically?
Yeah, they use words like peaceful and silent to describe their sleep experience.
That's promising.
Definitely a good sign.
Okay, so let's kind of recap where we are with the Puffy Cloud so far. On the plus side, we've got that excellent cooling, confirmed by both expert testing and user feedback, which is huge for hot sleepers.
Yeah, big win there.
It aced the motion isolation test, meaning minimal sleep disruptions from a restless partner or pet or anything.
Right.
Pressure relief also gets high marks, at least for back sleepers and lighter side sleepers.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a pretty quiet mattress based on what people are saying.
Yeah.
Which is great for light sleepers.
So far, so good.
But we also have to acknowledge those potential downsides.
Right. Gotta be realistic.
That average edge support could be an issue for some people.
Yeah.
And if you like to move around a lot during the night, you might find that plush top layer a bit restricting.
Like you're getting stuck a little.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's that firmness question for side sleepers, especially those on the heavier side.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's definitely something to think about carefully.
And maybe test out during that trial period if you can.
For sure.
Speaking of the trial period and warranty, we haven't really touched on those yet.
Oh, right. Good point.
So just to reiterate, the Puffy Cloud comes with a 101-night sleep trial.
That's over 3 months.
Yeah, plenty of time to really get a feel for it in your own home and decide if it's the right fit.
Makes a big difference being in your own environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And beyond the trial, you've got that lifetime warranty for peace of mind.
Wow. Lifetime. That's amazing.
It really shows the Puffy stands behind their product.
For sure.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've explored the pros and cons. We've looked at the specific features. We've even considered your individual needs as a hot sleeper who shares the bed and prefers side sleeping.
You've got all the info.
We've given you all the pieces of the puzzle, and now it's time for you to put them together and make an informed decision.
You're right. Make it your own.
We're not here to tell you what to do.
Exactly.
We're here to empower you to make the best choice for your sleep.
Your sleep is unique.
So on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the Puffy Cloud. We hope this has given you a clearer picture of what this mattress offers and whether it might be a good fit for you.
Yeah, and if it's not, there's a whole world of other mattresses out there.
Exactly. The journey to finding your perfect sleep setup is just beginning.
It's a journey.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of mattresses.
See you then.
Until then, sleep well, everyone.
Yeah.
So we've really gone in depth with the Puffy Cloud, all the pros, the cons, you know, how it might actually fit into your life.
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
But how do you actually make that final decision? You know, it's a big investment, a mattress.
Yes, it is a big investment.
It's going to be with you for years, hopefully.
Right. You want to get it right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. What are the key things you should be thinking about when you're making that decision?
Yeah, because at this point, it's not just about the features themselves. It's about how those features match up with your priorities, what's important to you.
Exactly.
And we know you're a hot sleeper. You share the bed. You're primarily a side sleeper. Those are kind of your non-negotiables. Yeah. So the Puffy Cloud's excellent cooling and motion isolation. Those are already big pluses.
Huge.
But then we have that firmness question for side sleeping.
Yeah, that's the wild card.
And that's where that 101 night sleep trial, that becomes your best friend.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because it gives you a chance to put all the research and reviews aside and actually experience the mattress in your own sleep environment.
Right. You can't beat that real world experience.
No, you can't. And comfort is so subjective.
Totally.
What feels firm to one person might feel perfect to another.
Exactly.
So pay attention to how you feel waking up each morning during that trial period. Any aches or pains? Are you feeling well rested and refreshed?
Right.
And don't be afraid to experiment. You know, try different sleeping positions. See how it feels when you're reading or lounging in bed.
Right.
Really put it through its paces.
And, you know, another thing to think about, of course, is budget.
Yeah, always a factor.
The Puffy Cloud falls into that kind of mid-range price category for mattresses.
It's an investment, but, you know, it comes with those great features and that lifetime warranty.
Right, which definitely adds value over time.
Absolutely.
And speaking of value, let's not forget about those exclusive discounts we mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. Definitely check those out.
It might just sweeten the deal a little bit if you're already leaning towards the Puffy Cloud.
Might tip the scales.
So ultimately, the decision is yours, you know.
It is.
We've given you the information, we've highlighted the key things to consider. Now it's time to trust your gut and choose what you think will bring you the best sleep.
The most restful, rejuvenating sleep.
Exactly. And hey, even if the Puffy Cloud isn't the one for you, you know, there's a whole world of mattresses out there.
So many options.
The journey to finding your dream sleep setup. It's a journey.
It is a journey.
And we're here to help you along the way.
Absolutely.
All right. So that wraps up our deep dive into the Puffy Cloud. We hope this has been helpful.
We hope so.
And maybe even a little bit entertaining.
A little bit of fun along the way.
Always. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out those exclusive discount links in the description.
Yeah, don't miss out.
Sweet dreams, everyone.